And in sports, some people win, some people lose, some people scored, some people didn't.
I'm so
Rangers play today.
Yeah. Rangers in the playoffs.
Playoffs? Wow. Yeah, in the playoffs. I'm so sorry.
Piddly-poo.
Piddly-poo?
Yeah. Oh, that's what Jim Mora said.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. You guys are right. Yeah, there is a baseball day. 12:30, actually, the Rangers will be playing. Is that going to be on our sports station? I forgot to ask. Oh, well. Let's pretend it is, and if it's not, sorry. But they'll play today, and we'll talk about Aggie football also. We got that and more coming up in sports. I'll find out.
Well, call Louie now. Wake him up and find out if he's going to be doing his show.
I'll go look in his well, his show is not until 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock.
Yeah. What time do the Rangers start?
At 12:30. So, yeah, that's right. So it's probably not going to be on our show because, you know, Louie ain't going to be preempted for baseball.
No,
you know that.
No.
Maybe softball, but not baseball. So anyway, it'll be on TBS on TV.
Good.
Yeah, there you go.
So we mentioned yesterday, it's obvious that now that Rahm Emanuel is no longer chief of staff, all the people who don't like him are going to do everything they can to, I don't know, make him uncomfy, because I'm sure he probably made some of them uncomfy. We mentioned yesterday that the video hit Politico of him standing on the at the terminal for one of the trains at Chicago, and people pretty much walking by him. Now, yesterday, also some video that came out shows him cleansing his hands with sanitizer right after greeting these folks at another location. Which I guarantee you every politician does. It's a matter of getting caught doing it.
Yeah, you need to wait until you get behind the smoked glass to do that.
Something like that, because everybody has, all these politicians certainly have assistants who have hand sanitizers so they can do that thing. And you can't blame them for that. That doesn't make them a bad person.
Sure it does.
Oh, does it? Okay. So
we got hand sanitizer.
That's what I'm saying. It's always good to do that while you've just shaken hands with somebody. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and go right to the hand sanitizer. Always makes you feel good, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, so in addition, Valerie Jarrett, she was on some show yesterday. MSNBC, of course. They're always glad to have her. She did not endorse Rahm Emanuel as for mayor of Chicago. She said, "I don't think anybody is interested in my choice for mayor of Chicago. My focus is right here, and he hasn't even announced yet. So we'll be watching closely from afar."
Somebody going to put it out?
I don't know.
The far
that she's standing by.
How can you watch closely from afar?
Well, them too.
Yeah.
Hey, solar energy is returning to the White House. Plans announced today to put new solar panels on the executive mansion. However, it will not be the first time.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter used the solar watering system for some offices, and George W. Bush used solar power to heat water in the White House swimming pool.
No, he didn't.
In the cement pond.
No.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
That's what they say.
He only used it to boil kittens.
Oh, you're right. That's probably true.
That's right.
But anyway, they'll change that story today. They'll put out a correction.
Yeah. Because there'll be the kitten boiling section in the new library,
with pictures
and everything. Yeah.
Chris Christie appeared in Iowa on Monday to address a conservative gathering. That got everybody all ginned up, thinking he's ready to run for president in 2012.
Well, if you're in Iowa, you know, in
at all
2010,
mm-hmm.
in an election, frame of mind.
Yeah.
What else are you doing in Iowa?
Sure. Well, it's
seriously,
because it's beautiful there this
because
time
of the
year.
You know, want to get a nice steak or what?
So now, have Republicans peaked too early? National polls have been trending back toward Democrats.
Uh-huh.
New ABC News Washington Post survey shows that Democrats have cut the GOP's September advantage in half, President Obama bouncing back in the polls.
Wait, who's this according to?
This would be ABC News Washington Post.
Uh-huh.
Now,
what would you expect a Washington Post poll to say?
I understand. The Wall Street Journal notes that the numbers are similar to those that preceded the Republican sweep of Congress in 1994, however. Republicans are holding steady in that 49% to 43% are going to vote Republican. There are two areas where the Republicans are strong. First, get this, they are paying attention to the election. They know the election is coming up. Only half the Democrats think a GOP takeover for Congress would be a bad thing. Hear that? Only half of the people who say they are Democrats believe it would be a bad thing for the Republicans to take over. Here's where the Republicans are really gaining strength, and that is that independents choose Republicans over Democrats by 20 points, 53 to 33. Independents choosing Republicans over Democrats by 20 points. Again, we've still got a little ways to go, but what's causing people to go out there and want to vote? Oh, do you have audio of the president speaking yesterday?
I can look.
Where the presidential seal fell down?
Where is there not audio of the president speaking?
He was
somewhere.
He was addressing a women's symposium yesterday in Washington, and the presidential seal fell off the podium.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he really did.
What did he say? Not my fault.
No, actually.
As Bush's deal there,
right.
You know?
What he said is, all of you know who I am, which is pretty funny. That's not bad. But I didn't know if there was happened to be audio of that. I guess that would put him in an embarrassing light, and we wouldn't want to do that after all.
I'm looking.
All right, just
looking.
Yeah. There's a lot of.
So, do they need new Velcro on the back of that thing?
I think it's a little nail. Huh? I thought it was a little nail.
You think it's nail, or I just wondered if they just Velcro that thing up?
No.
I'm sure there's somebody back there that's really nervous right now.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
They're sweating bullets back there right now.
That was it.
We cannot sustain. Oops.
Was that my, Oh, goodness.
He said it again.
It's all right. All of you know who I am.
We got to save that. That's pretty good stuff right there. That's not bad at all. Can you go back to that, especially where it falls? Yeah.
So this is the whole seal falling off the podium in front of him? Is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
Was that my,
We cannot sustain. Oops.
Oh, boy, it fell in pieces.
Was that my, Oh, goodness.
Boy, there's some gold in there.
That's all right. All of you know who I am.
There's at least... I mean, apart from just the entire cut, there's at least three individual cuts I'm going to pull out of that.
Save that. We'll need that later on. We'll need that next hour.
Was that my... Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
All of you know who I am.
Oh, outstanding. Yeah. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's some aid in the back saying, oh, my gosh, sound bite.
But he said that. Yeah, uh-huh. And there's somebody who's sweating bullets back there.
Exactly.
Oh, somebody is losing their gig. I wonder if he went back and told him, don't fire that guy or gal, whoever that was. But actually, it's my recollection that it is a member of the Secret Service who is in charge of the seal.
Probably.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that they mishung it. It could be that it was a...
Yeah.
And you know, you can
sounds
go,
like that thing's pretty heavy too.
Yeah, you can go to Ace Hardware. I mean, they got those little picture hanger things. You think that they cheap it? You think they went on the cheap?
We cannot sustain. Oops.
Yeah.
Do you think they went for like the 3-pound limit when they should have gone to the 12-pound limit?
How much does that seal weigh?
Well, it is. It's substantial.
Ooh. You know, if there was a place you could go on the internet.
No, you don't go any place to buy a presidential seal.
No, but you could probably find out how much it weighs. I'm just. That just really piqued my interest.
Well,
maybe not yours. Well,
I'm working. Go for it there, interest boy.
In the meantime, Bob Woodward yesterday on with John King about the rumors that Hillary Clinton might take over as vice president on the ticket with the aforementioned Barack. Is that my thing? Obama.
He didn't say, he just said, is that my.
Oh, is that my? That's right, he did. What, he did not want to say presidential seal?
Was that my.
Yeah. He delivered that pretty well. Maybe that's it. Maybe that. Do you think? Wait. I mean, I hate to be a black helicopter guy. Do you think somewhere in a focus group last week they said, look, we got to make you more human. We got to make you more personable, more engaging. We're going to have your presidential seal fall down. And then this is what we will write on the teleprompter for you to say. What do you think? That's probably not
sure. Right. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, probably so. Anyway, Bob Woodward on John King talking about whether they will punt Joe Biden from the ticket.
You know the talk in town. A lot of people think if the president's a little weak going into 2012, he'll have to do a switch there and run with Hillary Clinton as his running mate. In all of these conversations, in all the political conversations and the asides that you have when you're doing serious research, sometimes you have political asides, things like that come up.
It's on the table, and some of Hillary Clinton's advisors see it as a real possibility in 2012. President Obama needs some of the women, Latinos, retirees that she did so well with during the 2008 primaries, and so they switched jobs, and not out of the question. The other interesting question is, Hillary Clinton could run in her own right in 2016 and be younger than Ronald Reagan when he was elected president. Now, you talk to Hillary Clinton or advisors, and they say, no, there's never a political consideration
here.
And, of course, the answer is when you point out to them that her clout around the world, when she goes to Europe, when she goes to Asia, when she goes anywhere, is in part, not just because she's Secretary of State or because she was married to Bill Clinton, that people see a potential future president in her.
Bob Woodward. She'd be 69, by the way, in 2016.
I was going to say, 2016, I mean, she's getting a little long of tooth by then.
Well, it depends.
I realize women live longer on average, but...
Yeah, it depends on what she does with her hair, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Changes her hair up. She does that poof thing. I don't know. We'll have to see how that works. All right. And next hour, we'll see if we can find out how much the presidential seal weighs.